I want you to get your Bible out, and I want you to turn to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. This is not by any stretch of the imagination a Christmas sermon at all. If I do anything like that, it'll be next week, since next Sunday is Christmas Eve. Luke chapter number 15. Once you find Luke chapter 15, I'd like for you to stand with me. Luke chapter 15, if you have a cell phone on, let's make sure it's on vibrate or turned off altogether. Luke chapter 15, we're going to start with verse number 11. The Bible says this, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent himself into his field to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. If you'll look back at me, I'm going to read another passage of Scripture to you. It's found in Proverbs chapter 18. It's verse number 9. The Bible says this, he that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The original intent and the primary purpose for this sermon, those words, great waster, the sermon today is called Great Wasters, or Be Like a Pig. Be Like a Pig. Let's pray. Father, bless us and help us. Give us strength and wisdom. Lord, help the novel part of the sermon to grasp our attention so the primary part of the sermon changes our lives. Holy Spirit of God, minimize the interruptions in this room. May nothing detract us, may nothing distract us from the purpose of this time, and that is the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. Holy Spirit, bless us, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there, if you will. Don't talk now, but listen. The story that we just read is about a young man. He was living with his mom and dad. Something happens. Don't talk now. Listen, look right this way. There's a young man, he's living with his mom and dad, and evidently he decides that he's going to move out. He goes to his dad, and he said, Dad, I want you to give whatever you'll give me. Give me what I have coming to me. Go ahead and give me my inheritance early, if you will, and I'm leaving. And the concept or the principle here is this young man, he's not right with God, he's not right with his mom and dad, and dad gives him his inheritance, and this boy goes off to a distant country, we call it a far country, he's backslidden. The Bible says that he takes that money, he takes that inheritance, and it says in verse number 13 that he wasted his substance with riotous living. In other words, he was partying and having a good time, and he is wasting his money. In that country, there was a famine. He had a hard time finding a job. He didn't. Now he's wasting the money that he has. He's away from mom and dad, and he can't find a job. He ends up, if you will, at a farm. And maybe the farmer said to him, "Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll let you stay here in the barn. And you can eat whatever is left over when we slop the hogs. When we feed the hogs, you can have whatever is left over. And so your pay will be, you can live here in the barn. And if there's food left over after we feed the hogs, you can have it." Now, the Bible makes it pretty clear that it says in Luke 15, 13, it says, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with that riotous living." Now, in this story, the Bible tells us that they had slopped the hogs, and he was watching the hogs, and all he had to eat was the husk that was left over after the slopping of the hogs. And then he comes to himself, and this young man, he says, "You know something? There's plenty back at home. I think I need to just go home and get things straightened out." Now, the whole purpose of this morning's sermon, it really has nothing to do with him going home. But I do want you to know this. This young man, he wasted what he had. He's now in a pretty rough state. He's living in a barn. He's eating the leftovers from a hog. Could I ask you all a question? Have any of you ever seen hogs eat? Do they leave a lot left over? No, they don't. I believe this. I think there's a variety of reasons why this young man came to his senses and decided to go home to his father. He came to his senses and decided to get right with God, if you will. One of the reasons, I think he watched the hogs, and I think he noticed the hogs weren't wasters. I think he could look at a hog and say, you know something? That hog didn't waste a lick of that food, but here I am wasting my life. I'm wasting away. But that hog is not a waster. The Bible says this. It says in Proverbs 18, verse number 9, it talks about people that are great wasters. I want to talk to you about pig for a little while. Pigs have many names. We call them a hog, a pig, a swine. There's the boar, the gilt. They call baby pigs piglets. The word sows. Do you know a full-grown pig can weigh between 500 and 700 pounds? I have a picture here of in May of 2004 in Georgia, a young man who was 11 years old was out hunting, and his name is Chris Griffin. And matter of fact, he had a pistol is what he was hunting with. And with a pistol, he shot the largest pig ever recorded in history. I don't know if you can imagine it. This is a picture of it. It's kind of hard to see. There are two pictures, one at the bottom, one at the top. That pig is 1,051 pounds. It's 12 foot 1 inches long. They said the measurements between its eyes were 11 inches. Between the eyes. Now, you get to see. I posted some of these out in the hallway, out there near the Christmas decorations. I put them up. My wife said, she said, you're a real class act, buddy, you know. But I put a picture of that great big pig out there. Pig get pretty big. And I'll tell you how a pig can weigh over 1,000 pounds. If you give a pig something, a pig doesn't waste what you give it. A pig's not a waster. They call the pig, so you know, they named it. It is officially in history going down as Pigzilla. Okay? So Pigzilla. When I was growing up, I grew up, and my mom, did your mom ever play with your toes when you were growing up? Your mom ever say, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home, this little piggy ate roast beef, this little piggy had none, this little piggy did what? Oh, you all know the Bible. I thank God for you're so indoctrinated. Yeah, the last little piggy, wee, 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 all the way home. You heard of Porky the Pig. He's famous. You know, on the Muppets, there's Miss Piggy. How many of you ever heard of Arnold from Green Acres? Arnold Ziffel? I hate to tell you this. When I told my wife this, she said, no, it can't be true. You know, when they made their very last Green Acres movie, they had a get-together celebration afterwards, and they had barbecue, and I'm telling you, Arnold was a part of that. You say that's inhumane. Well, you ate somebody's brother the other day. I'm just sure of it. How about Wilbur from Charlotte's Web? That's a famous pig. Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. He's not my favorite Pooh character. I like Tigger, but there is Piglet. And then there's Babe. I'm not talking to my wife now. I'm telling you. There's a whole show. I think it's about Babe. Isn't it a pig that was raised by sheep or goats or something? Okay. Melissa McCarthy. But who will ever forget the three little pigs, right? You got the three little pigs. Where's David Morgan Jr. in here? There you are, Dave. Did you know that pigs know karate, David? Now, David likes karate. Did you know that? You ever heard of pork chop? Then you got old McDonald who had the farm, and you know, there's an oink oink here and an oink oink there. You know, pigs don't get a whole lot of credit in life. But I'll tell you this. I was thinking about the verse, because the initial verse when I was studying, I said, Lord, you know, I really want to talk about, and I want to talk for a little while about that verse from Proverbs where the Bible talks about our being great wasters. America needs to take a good old long look at a pig. And America needs to stop wasting what our forefathers have made available to us. The way that God has blessed us. And, you know, I study the Bible. The Bible talks about go to the ant, and you can learn something from the ant. The Bible talks about the roe or the deer, and there's something you can learn from it. The Bible talks about the eagle, and you can learn something from that eagle. It talks about the hen and how you can learn from it. But, you know, I thought and thought and thought. It's pretty hard to pick up a whole lot of good lessons from a pig, but I will tell you this. Pigs are not wasters. And I happen to believe, honestly, I think that when the prodigal son was in the barn watching the pigs in the pigsty, and he was given, and listen, he was told, you may eat what is left over. I bet he learned a lesson. Bet you he learned a lesson about wasting his food. Because all that was left over was the husk. And I'm sure even some of the husk from the corn was eaten by the pig, because pigs don't waste. Which would mean this, is a pig smarter than you and I? Are we great wasters? Pigs don't waste. This sermon gets very simple from here, as if it can get any simpler. Could I recommend to everybody under the sound of my voice that we not waste the money that God makes available to us? The Bible says that don't be a great waster. Listen, folks, thank God right now it seems like the economy's strong in America. And I'm glad of that. And you know, there are jobs are out there, and there's some money to be made out there. And if you'll take the initiative, you can earn some money. But could I tell you all something? Don't waste your money. You know what happens? Every time you get a lot of something, you're willing then to waste some of it. But if I could warn you, just because the economy may be strong right now doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. And you need to learn not to waste the money God's given you. Now, you ought to use it wisely. Put it in your piggy bank. Good place to save. Hey, spend wisely. And folks, I'll tell you this, and I do this. It's kind of a trend in my thinking. From Thanksgiving through the New Year, I constantly remind people, don't waste all your money. Be careful how you spend. Christmas is a great time. I think we ought to give. I think we ought to be generous. But I need to let you know, everything that you charge to your credit card in November and December will be due in January, and you will have to pay for that. Just be careful. Don't waste your money. The other day, I was at Walmart, and I stepped out of my car, and the sun hit something shiny on the ground, and I shut the car door, and I glanced at it. It was a penny, but I was in a hurry, and I started to walk off, and it's almost as if God said, stop. And I stopped, and I thought, what in the world do you want, God? He said, pick it up. All your life, you pick up a penny. If you see it on the ground, why would you want to walk off and leave it? Now, let me tell you all something. Dollars are still made up of pennies. Some of you that have been around a while, and you don't have to admit to this. Do you remember back when you used to drive an extra half a block so you could get 3 cents off on a gallon of gas? Ladies, remember when you used to figure it to the penny when you went to the grocery store? You know what happens to us, though? We're spoiled. We don't need to pick up the penny anymore. We don't need to shop for our gas. We don't have to be thrifty anymore. Folks, let's learn a lesson from a pig. You give a pig a bowl of food, he's going to eat it all. The prodigal son, I believe, one of the reasons he went home is he said, you know something, I'm not going to sit out here and waste that stupid pig right there in that pigsty. He, everything that was given to him, he took full advantage of it. I'm going home. I'm going to go home to my dad, and I want to appreciate what I have. Pick up a penny. Folks, let me tell you something about your money. Don't buy everything you want. Say no to yourself. So, well, why would I want to do that? Do you believe in heaven? If you really believe in heaven, we're going to have everything we need there. It might be wise for some of you to use a little more sense on how you spend your money. I'm not trying to ruin your Christmas. You can ask Mrs. Owens. I love giving. This is a giving church. Every time I turn around, we're giving people stuff. I love giving. But I do want to say to all of us, you've got to use some sense about your money. Be careful. Don't spend all your money. Hey, if pigs were given money, they wouldn't waste it. Have you heard the term, save for a rainy day? Now, a lot of that term comes from people that would have to work outside. And if they work outside and they, okay, a painter. Mike's a painter. And what God would say is be careful. If you paint outside, it's pretty hard to paint in the rain. And God would say, well, if it's raining one day, you might not earn income on that particular day. You might want to save a few bucks from the sunny day for the day that it's raining. It was true for farmers. It's true for, the logging business. You got to watch because not every day is a shiny, sunny day. Now, if you're in the water business, you're very excited when it rains. It's vice versa. So you got to save for the sunny day. But don't spend all your money. Folks, I have done a ton of counseling with finances through my years. Everybody I meet misuses money. We all do. But be careful. Don't waste. Pigs don't waste. Don't waste your money. Not only that, could I recommend this to you? Don't waste your body. Don't waste your body. Don't waste your health. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, glorify God in your body. Folks, take care of your body. Don't waste your body. Don't damage your body. I'm not your mother, but you're going to think I am. I think it'd be a good idea for you to eat right. Folks, you'll be healthier if you will eat right. It doesn't hurt you to learn to eat vegetables. You say, I'm allergic to them. Nothing better than fried chicken. But let me tell you something. You clog those veins up enough, you'll be sick from it. I'm not saying you need to do away with all fried chicken. I'm just telling you, I just wouldn't be drinking the oil that drips off of it on a regular basis. Eat right. Folks, you need to drink water. The pop and the soda and everything that we take into our bodies, don't waste your health. You get one shot at it, so you've got to be careful. A little exercise goes a long way. Every once in a while, instead of fighting in the Walmart parking lot to get a parking spot that is close to the door, on purpose, park so you have to walk. You say, that's silly. It's called exercise. I got to say this, and some of you are going to be so mad at me for this. You will pay $100 a month to join Planet Fitness to go exercise, but you won't walk across the Walmart parking lot because you'll be tired if you do it. If you all want, you can come to my house and I can help you exercise for free. You understand what I'm saying? We'll pay all sorts of money to go someplace to exercise, but then we won't exercise when we could have. You'll come to the church and use the elevator. Don't waste your body. Don't waste your health. Pigs, you give pig food, he's not a waster. Exercise. Take care of your body. Let me tell you something. What you put into your body is going to affect it. Do you know that one of the big dangers in a house fire, it is not usually that we're fearful that you are going to end up being burnt to death. You know what the big fear is? It's called smoke inhalation. But then we'll take a stick called a cigarette, put it in our mouth, and suck it in as fast as we can. That'll kill you. Sometime you need to see a body where the lungs have been opened up that have where someone smoked all their life. It'll kill you. The alcohol, it'll get you. Let me tell you something else. Your constant worry and fret, that'll wear you out. It'll wear your heart out. You won't sleep right. You say, well, what do I do? You have got to learn to give your worries to Jesus Christ. You've got, the Bible says, there is a peace that passeth all understanding. And so I say, let's be careful. We could learn from a pig. I think the prodigal son was challenged at the pigsty. And it wasn't just that I want to go home to my dad because I know I can go home and get some pecan pie from my mama. I think he looked at a pig and the farmer said, you can eat everything that's left over. And the pig ate it all. And I think the young man said, you know what? That pig's smart enough not to waste. Here I am. I'm sitting in the pigsty. I'm wasting away. I'm wasting my future. I'm wasting my body. I've wasted everything my mom and dad gave me. I need to come to my senses and stop wasting the blessing of God on my life. America has been blessed, but America has squandered the blessing. America has been given and given and given by Almighty God, but we seem to waste what God gives us. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your body. Don't waste your health. Hey, could I recommend that you don't waste your love? Don't waste your love. John 15:12 tells us that we are to love one another. Listen, folks, everybody here has a capacity to love. Make sure you love the right things. If not, you're wasting your love. You have love to give. I recommend that you love the right things. Don't love sin. That's a waste of love. Don't love bad. That's a waste of love. God said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God's saying, don't love the world. Because that's a waste of your love. You say, well, what in the world am I supposed to love? Hey, try this. Love God. Love God. Love Jesus. Love the Bible. Love the truth of the Bible. Love God's church. Love Sunday school. Love the souls of men. But not only that, husbands, love your wives. Love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Love your husband. Parents, don't just rear your kids. Love your kids while you rear your kids. I'm going to just get this. It's my responsibility. I want to take care of this. I want to get it out of the road. I'm going to tell you something. You better love them while you train them. Love them while you train them. Boys and girls, love your mama. Love your mom. Love your dad. Hey, there's plenty to love. We have hearts and we want to love and we need to love. And everybody here has a reservoir of love. But I would recommend to you that you love the right things. Don't waste your love. God did not give you the capacity to love for you to love sin. God did not give you a capacity to love for you to love wrong. God did not give you love so it is all eaten up in lust and filth and immoralities. God gave you love to love right. And learn from a pig. Pigs don't waste what they're given. And God gave you love, and you're to use that love to love the right things. And God gives you funds and increase and money, and you're not to waste it. And God gave you a body, and God said, learn from a pig. Don't waste. Listen, don't waste your love. Listen, I said earlier, don't buy everything you want. May I say, don't love everything your flesh craves. Don't love everything your flesh craves. It's dangerous. I call the sermon Great Wasters, or Be Like a Pig. I want to challenge you. Don't waste that body. Don't waste that love. Don't waste your money. Hey, don't waste your mind. Don't waste your mind. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You know what God would like? God would like for you to have the mind of Christ. I think the mind of Christ is a healthy mind. I think the mind of Christ is a knowledgeable mind. I think it's a strong mind. I think it's a thorough mind. Don't waste your mind. I think all of us, no matter how old you are, everybody here should be a learner. I think you're to learn things like you would at school, reading, writing, arithmetic. You're supposed to learn those things. But wait a minute. I think there's also spiritual things that you ought to be learning. That's why we have Sunday school. Sunday school. To everybody here, and again, sometimes I feel like a voice crying in the wilderness, but I'm going to say it. Everybody here, you ought to be reading good things. That's good for your mind. There's some of you, you probably need to work a little bit at writing. You know, writing things is not a bad thing to do. Reading, writing, grow your mind, study. I meet people who almost think it's a badge of honor that they're not real smart. That's not a badge of honor. You ought to develop the mind that God's given you. Now, we have some people in here that have very high IQs, and I'm glad for you, and congratulations. I'm not trying to compare one person to another person, but I am telling you this. You ought to develop your mind to the fullest extent that you can develop your mind. That's what God expects. God doesn't want you to say, "Well, I'm kind of dumb, but I want to stay that way." God never intended for that. You go through the Bible, He talks about the knowledge of God and learning and growing, and you ought to be growing your mind. And you're not to grow it so that you can look and sound intelligent to other people. You ought to grow it because your mind is to be the mind of God. Let me ask you, if the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," do you think Jesus understands math? You think Jesus understands how to speak language or grammar? You think Jesus understands a little something about science or physics? He knows it all. So what should we be doing? We ought to be developing our minds. You say, "Well, that's why I went to school." I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it says go to school for 12 years and then stop learning. Where's that in the Bible? What the Bible teaches, you're born, you start learning, and you learn until, I guess, to the end. We're to be growing. Don't waste your mind. Go to school. Pass. Hey, did you know that pigs are considered in the top four smartest animals? Pigs are one of them. They say chimpanzees are very smart. Dolphin, I don't know if it fits in here, but dolphins are very smart. Elephants are smart. And pigs are very smart. I think that if a pig is considered smart, I know a pig's not a waster. And if a pig's not a waster, I think pigs would finish school. Why? Because they wouldn't want to waste their mind. You start something, you ought to finish it. You hear about the two blondes, they both got a pig. And they're going to let them go on a farm, and there were pigs everywhere. On the way home, one blonde said to their friend, "How will we know which pig is mine and which pig is yours?" The friend said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we could cut the left ear off your pig, then we'll be able to tell them apart." I said, "Okay, good idea." But the two pigs got in a fight and bit the left ear off of the other pig, so now they both have a missing left ear. So the blonde said, "What are we going to do?" He said, "Well, let's cut the right ear off." I said, "All right, good idea." Wasn't long, the pigs got in a fight again and bit the right ear, and now both pigs have two missing ears. So what are we going to do? The blonde said, "Well, let's cut the tail off." And the other one said, "This is getting a little inhumane. How can we keep doing this?" He said, "Well, I don't know what we're going to do." The other one said, "Well, I guess let's let yours be the black one and mine will be the white one." You'll have to think about it to get it, but it will come to you eventually. You know, I believe when the prodigal son was sitting in the pig sty, he looked out and he said, "That pig is not wasting what it's given. And here I am, a human being, and I've been given so much, but I waste it." Don't waste your money. Don't waste your health. Don't waste your love. Don't waste your mind. Don't waste your life. You know, we only have one life. As a songwriter said, it soon will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. The Bible says in Psalm 90, verse number 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days." Do you realize, folks, we only get to live so long, we shouldn't ought to waste those days. You say, "Well, Pastor, I do not want a wasted life." Then let me help you to calculate success in not wasting your life. But let's do it backwards. You have a life. You don't want it wasted. Then I wouldn't waste the decades of your life. A decade's 10 years. But wait a minute. Decades are made up of years. So if you don't want a wasted life, don't waste the decades. But wait, if you don't want wasted decades, don't waste the year. Years are made up of months. So if you don't want to waste a year, don't waste the months within in that year. But wait, months are made up of weeks. So if you don't want to waste the weeks, which lead to the months, which lead to the decade, the years, which lead to the decade, which is going to lead to your life, hey, don't waste weeks. But wait, weeks are made up of days. Every time you waste a day, you're contributing to wasting your life. But wait, days are made up of hours. Hours are made up of minutes. And therein you find the waste in the human race. Nobody sets out and says, "I think I'll waste my life." No, we waste minutes that create wasted hours, that create wasted days, that create wasted weeks, that create wasted months, that create wasted years, that creates wasted decades. And then before long we say, "I wasted my life. What was I thinking?" You are not thinking about what you're going to do with every moment of every day. It's a precious thing. And the day when you're about to draw your last breath, you'll begin to realize how precious life really was. And you'll wish, hey, listen, somebody that knows that in the next moment they're going to pass away, they'd be glad to have another 5 minutes. But folks, you've got it now. Everybody here, you're breathing, you're healthy, you're alive. Most of you are awake. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. So teach us to number our days. And God is saying, don't waste your life. Live for Jesus. Live the Bible. Live for others. Live the truth. Live clean. Live with heaven in view. Hey, pigs don't waste what they're given. And you were given a life. And I was given a life. I don't want to waste mine. The money that comes your way, God brings it your way. The Bible's very clear. Every good and perfect gift, it cometh from above. God is the one that blesses us with what we have. Don't waste it. Don't waste your body. Don't waste your health. Don't waste your love. Don't waste your mind. Don't waste your life. And there's two more points to this sermon, and they're very quick. Could I recommend to you that you not waste the preaching that is made available to you? I try very hard when I preach to make it something that will interest the mind, that you can absorb and make it practical so you can walk away with something that will help you today in your life. But let's say, don't waste that. There's some of you that you've heard, and I don't mean from me, but there are people in here, you've heard some fantastic truths and sermons. What did you do with what you learned? Did you waste it? Did you hear it? Was it just entertainment? Or did you let it change your life? Did you let it make you better? Hey, you remember the time you heard that sermon and it motivated you and it just got you on fire for God and it stirred you up and it changed you and well, what happened? Did you decide to waste that truth? Or is it still working in your life? Don't waste the preaching. And then finally, if I may, if you're not saved, can I tell you something? There's a free gift available to you today. The Bible teaches everybody's a sinner. The Bible teaches there is a penalty for sin, and that penalty is death and hell, separated from God for all eternity. But the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ died for us, was buried for us, and was resurrected for us, and He made heaven available to us as a gift as a result of His death, burial, and resurrection. So we deserve to go to hell. But Jesus made it so we don't have to go to hell, and He did it in such a way that it is a gift. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you have salvation available to you. It costs you nothing. It costs Jesus everything. So I offer you the gift of salvation today. What will you do? If you are not saved and you say, I don't want it, then for the moment, you have wasted a salvation that was made available to you. If I were you, I'd just take the gift. Take the gift of salvation and let it be yours. The verse that prompted my thinking, where it says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is great waster. Let's not be great wasters. Let's learn a lesson from a pig. I think the prodigal son did. I think he learned a lesson from the pig. And he decided, I'm not going to waste the rest of my life. I'm going to get some things straightened out. If you're not saved, we invite you to the Savior. If you're saved, examine the everyday happenings in your life. Are you wasting your mind? Are you wasting your money? Are you wasting your body? Are you wasting the moments? Hey, listen, I love to help people. There's some of you say, Pastor, I am so overwhelmed with some big projects in life. It almost paralyzes me and I'm depressed about the things that have to be done. If you want to sit down, I can show you how to do that 1 minute at a time. I bet you we could get it all worked out. Because you say, well, I can't get that done in these few minutes. Yeah, but a few minutes contribute to what makes up an hour. A few minutes here and a few minutes there, you could dig yourself out of this mess. But you're wasting your minutes. Don't waste your life. Don't waste this sermon. Let's learn from a pig. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The first question will be to the born-again Christian. If you're here today and you're saved, do you maybe need to push the reset button in regard to the waste of life? I should have said something about how we waste food. And so we waste so many things in this life. But let me tell you, let's not waste what God's given us. Who here you say, Preacher, I'm saved. I know if I die today, I'd go to heaven. I'm saved, but God has spoken to my heart. I need to work a little more on this thing of wasting the blessing and wasting what God's given me in life. Would you let God see your hand and say, I got to work at that a little more. You may put those hands down. The next question, if you're here today and you're not saved, salvation is a free gift. It's available to you today. You can accept it, and that's a wonderful thing, and you should. But if you don't, you will for the moment be wasting a gift that is precious, the gift of eternal life. Is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, I'm not saved. If I died today, I do not know. I am not 100% sure I'd go to heaven. Pastor, pray for me. I need that gift. I need salvation. I'm not saved. I'm not going to heaven. Since it's a gift, I don't want to waste it. I'd be glad to receive it. Pastor, pray for me. I need that thing called salvation. Would you quickly put your hand up so I can see it? You say, I need that thing called salvation. I see that hand. Any others, you'd say, I need it. Good, I see that hand. Thank you. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a thing called an altar call. It's real simple. In a second, we're going to stand. In a moment, the pianist is going to begin to play. There's some of you that you raise your hand and said, you know, I've wasted, and I'm wasting some things. Maybe you need to come to the altar and say, God, help me. I need to get this thing of hurting my body under control and my finances under control or whatever it is. I'm waste time. I'm just a time waster, and I need to get that under control. Maybe you need to come to this altar and pray. Those of you that are not saved, we'd love to show you in the Bible how to be born again. I wish you'd just when the altar call comes, you'll see others coming. You just step toward the altar and someone will take a Bible and quickly show you how to be born again. That way you don't waste salvation that's freely given. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. If you would like to be saved, all you do is you step toward the altar. We're going to take a Bible and show you how to be born again. If you raise your hand and said, I'm not saved, if you let us know, we'll help you. We'll help you. coming to receive Christ as Savior, they're not going to waste the free gift of salvation. So there are people that are coming to be saved. Hey, Christian, are you a waster? Are you wasting your mind? I'm not saying you need to pick up a book and read books 8 and 10 hours a day, but I am going to tell you something. You need to be reading your Bible because you've got a mind that needs to be spiritually educated. Then it doesn't hurt to just keep moving that mind forward and growing your mind and furthering. You know, there's some of you, you would do so much better at work if you'd just learn a little something every once in a while. Don't let your mind get stagnant. Develop your mind. You young people at school, work at it. Don't be satisfied with just passing. Learn. Grow your mind. Don't waste your mind. There's some of you, you desperately need to start attending to your health and to your body. Don't destroy your body. Make it as healthy as possible. As the pianist continues to play, there are those yet being saved and people yet coming to the altar. I do not know all the contributors to the prodigal son getting his mind straightened out, but I will tell you this. The Bible talks about the swine. He watched what they ate. He was told he could have the leftovers, and there weren't any. Why? Pigs don't waste. And the Bible says you and I are not to waste what we're given. Don't waste your body. Don't waste your mind. Don't waste... Hey, young people, don't waste your youth. You say, I'm going to party right now, and I'll straighten out later on when I'm a little older. You'll waste your youth, and you'll be sorry for that. I have no remorse about the fact that I was called to preach when I was a 16-year-old boy, and I've been doing it ever since. I don't think I missed anything. I think I gained something. I'm glad I did not waste those years. There are people yet coming, and we're not going to waste this opportunity at the altar call. Pianist is going to continue to play because there are those yet on their knees with Bible open that are not wasting the gift of salvation. You just give us a few minutes, we'll get you on your way. But boy, I wouldn't want to waste this spiritual opportunity. Somebody is getting born again. Somebody's getting saved. They're not wasting that mercy. They're not wasting the grace of God. They're not wasting Jesus Christ and what He did for them. You know, maybe God's given you a couple extra minutes. Maybe you're a waster in life. You're wasting your body. You're wasting your mind. Are you wasting your love? What do you love? What do you love? Do you love good? Do you love right? Or have you fallen in love with something that's wrong? Are you in love with sin? Don't waste your love. That reservoir of love was given to you by Almighty God for you to love good and right, for you to love that which is right and wholesome and decent. And remember, I really want to help you. If you don't want to waste your life, you need to start using the minutes of your day and the hours of your day properly. You can conquer big tasks with little pieces of time. Many people have come for salvation. There are those that are yet being dealt with. Hey, some of you have been around a while. You remember when the altar call went on and they had to do another verse and another verse and another verse because people are getting born again? You don't get to see that much anymore because people are wasting the gospel and wasting their heritage in regard to salvation. There are all sorts of churches. They don't want to take the time for that. Oh, yet there are some more that have come. Not wasting the salvation that's available. Of course, we'll need a name taker. If I can get the name primarily, And then again, I think I'll need a couple of name takers up front here in just a moment. Ask yourself this question. Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? And then say, well, preacher, I think right now this long invitation, you're wasting my time. No, this isn't a waste of time. This is one of the best investments that a person could make. This isn't a waste. This is prosperity. This is the last time through the song, Brother Hollinger. We're going to read the names and we'll be on our way. God bless you, folks.